Okay, everybody, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is Le'ili Nishmas, Avi Moyer of David Tuner of Yosef, as well as for Refuah Shleima, for Shlomo Yisrael ben Reizel. Shavu Refuah Shleima. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We are going to begin from daf Yud Beis on the bottom. I'm just going to mute everybody in the beginning, but if you want to ask anything, you could just unmute yourself. So if you have a question, feel free to unmute yourself, but I'm going to just begin by muting. Dr. Joe, good morning. Great to have you. Be'emes Amru, gentlemen, we're on the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis, the two dots, about two lines from the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah had said Be'emes Amru. Gentlemen, whenever you see Be'emes Amru, whenever you see the words Be'emes Amru, that means that's the halacha. The halacha is Be'emes Amru, the halacha is that a chazan, the gabai, is allowed to see where the little kids are learning on Friday night to know which parasha we're going to lay in tomorrow, but he's not allowed to read the whole parasha himself. So ask the Gemara. V'ha'amrit reisha roa. What do you mean? If he's allowed to use the light to see where the kids are reading, why can't he use the light himself? What's the difference? Gemara says, my love, likros. He's allowed to learn with the kids. Gemara says, lo. L'sada rashi parasha Yosef. He's only allowed to get the Rashi Parakim. He's only allowed to listen in to where they're beginning from, and that will remind him. He's not allowed to read the whole time with the light with the kids. He's allowed to listen in where the kids are. That'll remind him the Parsha. It'll get him going on the laning, and he'll be able to help the Chaz, and the next day he'll be able to feed the signs to the Baal Kori. The next day the Baal Kori should know how to read. He's allowed to just listen to the beginnings of the Parsha, but he's not allowed to read the whole parasha himself. Says Lamar, really? V'chula parasha lo? He's not allowed to read the whole parasha himself. Meisi ve, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, hatinokas shel beis rabban, ayu misajim parasha yosein, v'korin la'araner. Sounds like the little kids would read the whole parasha Friday night. So maybe he's allowed to listen with them. So Lamar has two answers. Iba yisema, rashi parasha. No, it doesn't mean the whole parashas. When it says misajim parasha yosein, it just meant that the little kids used to learn the beginning of the parasha. That's one answer. Anybody say, no, the kids are allowed to learn the whole parasha with their rabbeim, but the gabbai is not allowed to listen in with them. Anybody say, shani tinokos, the little kids with their rabbeim are different. Ho, the emas rabban aleim, since the little kids are learning with the rebbe, so they're not going to come to adjust the candle because they're going to be in awe of their rebbe. The emas rabban aleim, loy asilat sluye. And therefore, they're not going to come to adjust the candle. But the gabbai himself, he's not allowed to learn with the Or HaNer because he is going to come to adjust it. So the little kid is going to be has emas rabo aleim. We quoted the other day Rabbi Nissim Gaon quotes a Yerushalmi who says that why are we not worried that the little kids are going to adjust the candle because the little kids want their learning to end. They want it to be over. So they're not going to want the candle to extend. That's what the Yerushalmi says. They're not going to come to adjust to make the candle shine brighter. They're going to want the candle to flicker out and finish because then learning will be done. That's unlike all the DRS boys now who, during this learning, they just want the learning to continue. They just want the learning to keep on going and going and going. They don't want it to end. By the way, somebody from the Shir asked me, Halacha lemaisa, are you allowed to use the Shabbos candles on Shabbos to learn? It's a good Shaila. It's a Mishnah. You're not allowed to use the Shabbos candles to learn. It's taka good Shaila. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, I think it's in Reish Ayin Hey, if I'm not mistaken, the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha has a long discussion about this. He's not sure. In the end, he's matir. In the end, he says a very long discussion. Lakana goes back arguments this way, that way. Simple pshat of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use the Shabbos candles to read. But he says, no, you're allowed to learn by the Shabbos candles. You're allowed to learn. We're not worried nowadays about Shema Yata. He's makel in the end. But he says maybe you should have a little sign near the Shabbos candle say, remember not to adjust the light. Are certainly candles, you really can't adjust them much. The candles, you can't do much. But even if you light with oil, so then there's more of a chance. But he says our oils are much better. The candle and the wick and the oil, it shines bright. You don't have to adjust it. Nobody's adjusting the oils in the middle of the thing. We don't usually do that. So he's not worried about it. So he says you attack a lot to read by the light of a candle, even though it's a beferish and mishnah that you're not allowed to do that. Okay, let's continue.
The Mishnah said, a zav is not allowed to eat with a zava. Tani, we'll enter the brisa. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, bo re'e ad heichan parts of tahar b'Yisrael. Go and see how careful the Jewish people are about tumah v'tahara. Shalosh shanin lo yochal atarim atmeya. It doesn't. The Mishnah didn't have to tell you that a man who's tar shouldn't eat a meal with his wife who's a nida. She's tamea. It doesn't have to say that in the Mishnah because they were already knowing that way. You wouldn't eat because in the times of the Gemara, the tzaddikim, the prushim, the holy Jews used to have a minog that their chulin, even the chulin, they would eat b'tahara. They would eat chulin b'tahara. Normally, you only have to eat a carbon or truma. You have to eat b'tahara. But chulin is just regular food. You don't have to eat b'tahara. But many people had the custom during the times of the Gemara when tumah b'tahara was in place that they would eat the chulin. So you couldn't even eat dinner with your wife when she was a nida, because if she's going to touch the food, that's it. You're not going to be able to eat your chulin b'tahara. So the Mishnah didn't have to say that because that's obvious. Ella lo yochal azavim azava. But if you're tumah and she's tumah, azav with azava, so then you shouldn't eat b'hergal avera, because they were afraid that they would have relations with each other. Kayotze bo lo yochal zav parush im zav hamaretz. Azav, who's a talmud chacham, shouldn't eat with azav who's namaretz. Shema yargilenu etzlo, because maybe they'll get used to hanging out together. What does that mean? It says gemar v'chimagil etzamai havi. What's the problem with azav hanging with azav? They're both tummy anyway. What's the problem? They should hang out together. Ela'ema shema yachilenu dvarim tmeim. Now maybe the Amaretz will feed the Parush, will feed the Tzaddik, things that are Tame. Says Gemara, Atu Zav Parush Lav Dvarim Tmei Machil. What do you mean? But if it's Tame, the Zav's allowed to eat it. What's the problem? Amar Abaye, Gizeh Shemel Dvarim Sheinu Metukadim. No, and Amaretz is Nechshad Al Maisers. So we're afraid that Amaretz is going to feed him stuff that Trumas and Maisers weren't taken off on it. That's Abaye. But Rav is not worried about that. It's like Gzeir L'Gzeir. Rav Amaretz Ma'asunheim. No, it's only a din de rabbanan that I'm aretz. Really, rov amay aretz do take off trumas and maisers. But the chachamim said you shouldn't eat from an am aretz. Since it's the rabbanan, so we're not going to be gozer gzeir or l'gzeir. We're not going to say azav shouldn't go there because of that. Ella, shema yehei ragil etzlo v'yachilem dvarim tmeim be made taharaso. No, we're afraid that maybe if you hang out with an am aretz, so he'll hang out with the zav. Will hang out with the am haaretz, and maybe they'll get used to hanging out together. And then when he's tahar, we're afraid he's going to feed him a dvarim tmeim, even when the parish is tahar. That's what we're worried about. Oh, but now the Gemara is going to get into the main topic of today's daf, and the main topic of today's daf is a husband and a wife when she's a nida. What behaviors are appropriate with your wife who's a nida, and what behaviors are not appropriate, both in terms of eating together and in terms of sleeping in the same bed during the time that she's a nida. And as well, we're going to discuss what about eating meat and milk on the same table. Well, let's say two different people can eat milchigs and fleishigs on the same table. These two questions, the Gemara seems to think that they are related, says the Gemara. Ibailahu. The B'nai Yeshiva asked the two-sided halachic informational question. Nida Mausha Tishan Imbala. He be big dove, who be big dove. Now you have to understand, gentlemen, that you have to understand that in the times of the Gemara, they used to sleep with no clothing. There was no such thing as pajamas. They would sleep with no clothing and they would cover. They would sleep under the covers, but they would be totally naked. They would be totally unclothed. So the husband and wife, again, nothing to do with marital relations. That's just the way they used to sleep. The way they used to sleep is they would sleep without clothing on. So the question is, now she's a nida, can they sleep in the same bed, but they're going to wear clothing, and that's going to be a heker, that'll be a simon, that'll be a sign that they're not going to touch each other. Mashalama davadoma, let's say, again, the minhag Yisrael is that married people should not have one big bed. They should not have one big bed. They should have two separate beds. And during the time where the woman's in need, you separate the beds. That's the minhag Yisrael. So the Gemara here is asking, what about that you have a king-size bed, you have a big bed, but you'll make a heker. You'll have a heker. Let's say you'll put like a rope. You'll put a string or something. You'll put something in between the two sides of the bed. You'll have a heker. That's exactly the same shaila as this. Is a husband and wife, are they allowed to sleep in the same bed if they have a heker? Now, the times of the Gemara, the heker was they're going to wear pajamas because they never used to wear pajamas. So for them, that was a heker. But for us, you have a king-size bed, you have a heker. So what's the halacha? Yibay lehu, nida mao shatishin imbala, hiba bigda, V'hu b'bigdo. What's the halacha? I'm Rav Yosef. Tashma, come and hear a proof. What are they going to bring a proof from? Ha'of, chicken. Now, gentlemen, so meat, let's start from the beginning. Let's say you have cold cuts and cheese in the same sandwich. So did you violate an issa d'oraisa? You have salami and cheese in the same sandwich. Cold salami and cheese in the same sandwich. Did you violate an issa d'oraisa? People don't know that. No, that's not an issa d'oraisa. The issa d'oraisa is only meat cooked with milk, only if it's hot. A cheeseburger, maybe, that's a shaila. Is a cheeseburger d'oraisa because the meat is hot? Okay, if they put the cheese on the meat when it's on the fire, like in the old McDonald's commercials, if they would put the cheese mamish on the meat, Burger King, whatever, have it your way. So when you put the cheese if it's on the fire, okay, then that's for sure an issa d'oraisa. But let's say you took the burger off the fire, so now it's not longer on the fire. So the question is, can a burger cook cheese if it's hot, if it's not on the fire? Okay, we're not getting into that, Shiloh. But the bottom, let's say you have cold meat and cheese eating at the same time. For sure it's no issa d'oraisa. Likely not even an issa d'rabbanan. But there's a minhag that we have not to eat them. Okay, maybe it is an issa d'rabbanan. I got to check that out. But again, that's why, let's say you have it right after, 5 minutes later. You had cold cuts, and then 5 minutes later you have milk, you have cheese. For sure, not an issa d'oraisa, not an issa d'rabbanan. We have a minhag. That's why the Dutch, they wait 1 hour. The Germans wait 3 hours. We wait 6 hours. That's a minhag. But there's not even an issa d'rabbanan. Okay, that's meat. What about chicken? So chicken cooked with meat is not an issa d'oraisa. It's only an issa d'rabbanan. Some people say it's mutter, right? And some people say it's mutter. We don't hold that way. We hold it's an issa d'rabbanan chicken. But what about, so that's why, so again, so now let's take the Gemara. Amar of Yosef, Tashma, Ha'of, Ola, Imagvina, Ala Shulchan, Ve'eno Necha, Divrei Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai holds, you're allowed to have chicken on the same table as milchigs, but just don't eat them together. Divrei Beis Shammai. You're not allowed to eat them at the same time, chicken and meat, at the same time. So you're not allowed to eat them together. It's an issa d'rabbanan, because they were afraid you would come to eat meat and milk at the same time. So it sounds like at the same time, Amish is an issa d'rabbanan. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel omrim, loy oile velo nechal. Beis Hillel says, no, it should not go on the same table. Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to have meat and milk on the same time, but you're not allowed to eat them together. Okay, so eat it right afterwards. Chicken. You're allowed to eat milk right after chicken. You're allowed to eat them right after. Just don't eat them at the same time. Divrei Beis Shammai. But you're allowed to have them on the same table. Beis Hillel says, loy oile velo nechal. You're not allowed to have them on the same table, and you're not allowed to eat them together. So the Gemara thinks, just like Beis Hillel says, you're not allowed to have chicken and milk on the same table. So you also shouldn't be able to sleep with your wife who's a nida on the same table and the same bed, even if you have the same begadim. And that's even a worse Yetzirah, right? You have a much bigger Yetzirah to touch your wife when she's in Nida than you do to eat chicken with your milk. Much bigger Yetzirah. And yet, so it should be Aser, Kal V'chomer. If you're not allowed to even have chicken on the same table as milk, Kal V'chomer, you shouldn't sleep in the same bed with your wife. Answer, well, no. Shani Hasim Deleka Deos. You're all the same person. It's all you. So you were afraid that you're going to take from the milk. But with your wife and you, so it's two different people. So your wife will remind you, no, don't touch me. I'm a nida. But between the two of you, you'll figure it out. Says Gemara Hachanami Mistavra. Deicha Digadeo Shani. Diktani Sefer, because the end of that Mishnah in Chulin says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsanoim. Two guests in the same hotel. Ochlan al shulchan echad. They are allowed to eat on the same table. Ze'elchol basar, ze'elchol gvina. You have two guests eating on the same table. One's allowed to have meat, and one's allowed to have milk on the same table. Ve'ein choshishin. They're not worried.
I'm not worried I'm going to give you to eat. Says the Gemara, but that's not a good raya. V'lavit maralav. Well, no, but it was quoted about that Mishnah. Amar of Chanin bar Ami Amar Shmuel. Loishanu ela she'ein makirin zezeh. That's only if the two people don't know each other. Avol makirin zezeh. But if the two people know each other, asurin. Then two people are not allowed to eat at the same table. Him eating meat and the other one eating milk. They can't eat at the same table. They know each other because we're afraid they'll give to each other. V'hani nami. And the husband and wife, makirin zezeh ninu. So it's not a good raya to the case of the. It's not a good raya to the case of the husband and wife. By the way, just as an aside here, the Ritva writes, "What kind of question is this? Are you allowed to sleep in the same bed as your wife?" There's a Beferish Gemara in Ksubis that says the wife is not allowed to make her husband's bed in front of the husband. Kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed, even with separate clothing. No, so that's what the Ritva writes. The Ritva writes that you're right. That's Rav Huna and Amora. Here we're trying to figure out if our Mishnah can be support for that Amora. Tosfos Rid says that the suffix is no, but here where you have the garment, no, the suffix is we know that yichud is mutter with your wife when she's in nida. So the Gemara thinks just like yichud is mutter. So maybe also, just like Yichud is mutter with your wife. So maybe they're allowed to sleep with their clothing in the same bed. In other words, you're right. With somebody else's wife, for sure you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed even with your clothing on. You're not going to touch her, but you're not allowed to sleep. But with your wife, just like their matir, because Yichud is usher with somebody else's wife also. But your wife, they already were matir Yichud with your own wife when she's in nida. So you might think also sleeping in the same bed is okay. Fine. Says Gemara, Hachi Ashto, what kind of comparison is this? Hachi Ashto means a faulty comparison. How could you compare two people? Hasam ikka shinoi, I'm sorry, Hasam deos ikka shinoi leka. There you have two different people, but they're just eating together on the same table with nothing, no difference, no distinction. But hachi ikka deos ve ikka shinoi. But in the bed, so you can't prove from two people, one eating meat and one eating milk at the same table, and they know each other. You can't prove that to the case of the Nida case, because there you have two things. Number one, it's two different people. Number two, there you don't have two things. There you only have Deos, but you don't have a Shina. But by the husband and wife, you have two things. You have two people, and you also have they're in their clothing. So it's a Shina. So therefore, you have no proof. No proof from over there. Says the Gemara, Ikada Amre. Others have it the same thing, but just in the other way around. Tashma, Rav Shim Gamliel, Omer Shneach, Sanam Ochlan Al Shulchan Echad, Zeh Basar V'Zeh Gavina. Vitmar Alamar Av Chanim Bar Ami Omer Shmuel Lo Shanu El Shei Makirin Zeh Zez. Avol Makirin Zeh Zeh Aser. V'Hani Nami Makirin Zeh Zeh Ninu. Oh, so you see, two people who know each other, you're not allowed to one eat meat and one eat milk. So too, if the husband and wife know each other, they shouldn't be allowed to sleep in the same bed. Says Gemara, no, you have no raya. Your answer is Hasam Deos Ika Shinu Leka. There, it's true you have two people, but you don't have any Shinu. But Hacha Ika Deos Vi Ika Shinu. No, you have no proof. Maybe the husband and wife are mutter to sleep in the same bed. So we still don't have a proof. Are the husband and wife mutter to sleep in the same bed? This is Halacha Lamaisa. Let's say you're on vacation or something and your wife becomes a Nida and there's only one bed in the hotel room. Are you allowed to sleep in the same bed with a hacker? You're allowed to put a Shinu. You'll put the suitcase, I don't know, in the middle of the bed. Make a hacker. Are you allowed to sleep in the same bed with a suitcase? So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Tashma, lo yochal azavim azava, mishem hergal avera. So you see, from our Mishnah, Zav's not allowed to eat with a Zav because we're worried about hergal avera. Answer the Gemara, okay, but there's no Shinu. Hachanami, deo sikha, Shinu leka. It's not a proof. There's no Shinu. Tashma, the Gemara comes to its final proof. What's the final proof? A pasuk in Yecheskel. What does it say in Yecheskel? El heharim lo achal ve'inav lo nasa el gilul lebeis Yisrael. You don't have your eyes for avodah zara. Ves eishes re'eu lo time. You didn't sleep with your friend's wife. Vel isha nida lo yikrav. So you see the Gemara compares, the pasuk in Yecheskel compares that your relationship with your friend's wife to your relationship with your wife is a nida. Says the Gemara, Makish isha nida la eishes re'eu. We have a hekish that compares a woman who's a nida to your wife, to your friend's wife. Ma eishes re'eu hu be'bigda v'hi be'bigda aser. Just like it's usser to sleep in the same bed with your friend's wife, even if you're both clothed. Kal v'chomer from Isser Yichud. So you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed. Af ishto nida hu bebigda v'hi bebigda usser. So the Gemara comes to a conclusion. You're not allowed to sleep in the same bed as your wife when she is a nida, even if there's a heker. Even if you have a heker, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed. So if you're in the hotel room, you sleep on the floor. Your wife gets the bed and you get the floor. That's the way it goes. So the Ran here has a kasha. So shmami no. The Gemara comes to conclude. Oh, let me just finish. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas. This halacha argues in Rabbi Pedas. We don't follow Rabbi Pedas. We follow this. We follow this. You're not allowed to sleep in the same bed as your wife, even if there's a heker when she's a nida. Upliga, that's why you have to have two beds. You have to separate the beds. How far do you have to separate the beds? Rabbi Mordechai Willig told me that it should be far enough that if you turn over by accident in the middle of the night, in the middle of your sleep, you're not going to bump into your wife. It should be you're not going to hit her by accident. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas, on Rabbi Pedas lo asa toira ela korva shel gilei arayos bilvad. When the Torah says lo sikrivu lo galas erva, it means sikrivu that is a gilei erva. Lo sikrivu lo galas erva. So Rabbi Pedas understands doesn't mean don't do something that will come close to erva, but even the kreva is itself erva. But even kiruv basar, let's say touching, is only asa derabanan. That's a very important machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? Hugging and kissing arayos. Is that an issa d'orais or an issa d'rabbanon? The Rambam says, lo sikrivu l'galas erva, that's an issa syag d'oraisa. Usually the Torah, when it makes a fence around something, usually that's d'rabbanon make fences around things. We had it in the daf a few days ago. Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Right? The rabbis make fences, but the Torah doesn't make fences. Right, the Torah so the Rambam understands that to hug and kiss, let's say to hug and kiss somebody else's wife, you want to give a kiss to somebody else's wife. So the Rambam says that's an Issa Doraisa, lo sikrivu l'galas erva. It's a Syag Doraisa. Rav Yosef Engel counts up in his Svarb that there's a few Syag Dor. Sometimes you have a thing called a Syag Doraisa. Usually a Syag is only Darabanan. Let's say Pesach is coming up, so that's another one that he counts. That you're not allowed to. Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzeh. So there's halacha, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house on Pesach. It's a siyog doraisa. It's a doraisa that the Torah puts a fence around itself. We're afraid you're going to come to eat the chametz, and we say you can't even own the chametz. Usually that's what the rabbis do. That's a derabbanan. So there's a few exceptions to the rule. We have a siyog doraisa. So the Rambam understands that touching a woman who's an erva, that's a siyog doraisa. We're afraid you're going to come to sleep with her, so you can't even hug and kiss her. That's an Issa Doraisa to protect another Issa Doraisa. Usually it's only the Rabbanans like that. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, what are you going to tell me? Hugging and kissing is an Issa Doraisa? No, it's only an Issa Rabbanan. The Ramban says that hugging a woman who's not your wife, somebody else's wife, that's an Issa Rabbanan, the Ramban says. It's a Syog Doraisa. Lo sikrivu, it's an Asmachta. Lo sikrivu l'galas erva. Lo sikrivu l'galas erva. So that's what Rabbi Pedas says over here. Rabbi Pedas says, that's like the Rambam, Rabbi Pedas. Well, we don't follow Rabbi Pedas. But the Rambam understands that lo sikrivu, the pasuk lo sikrivu means hugging and kissing. That's what Rabbi Pedas says. Isha comes to lo sikrivu. Well, Rabbi Pedas goes even further. Rabbi Pedas says only the actual gilei arayos mamish. The kiruv is only if it's legalis erva. But even kiruv basar is only also midrabbanan. Rabbi Pedas says, and when he's in his garment, her garments. So Rabbi Pedas understands if they're sleeping in the same bed and in separate garments, so even midrabbanan, it's not usher. But again, just as an aside, the Ran over here has a kasha, that since we're comparing ishto nida to ishas ish, so how come, if you're going to tell me that's the source, right? You're going to tell me. So then yichud should be usher also with ishto nida. Yichud should be usher also, if it's based on this pasuk in Yecheskel. Right, what did we just say? We just said, the Gemara says, what's the source that you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed as your wife who's a nida when you have a heker? What's the source? The source is this pasuk in Yecheskel that compares the same things you're not allowed to do with your friend's wife, you're not allowed to do with your wife who's a nida. Okay, so yichud's also with your friend's wife, so yichud should be also, that's the Ran's kasha. So, well, we have a Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we have a Beferish pasuk Suga Vashanim, that yichud with your wife is mutter. It gives another answer. You can't learn out the Isser of Yichud with a Nida from Eishas Ish. Because Eishas Ish, you have a big Yetzirah.
But with your wife who's a Nida, you don't have such a big Yetzirah, because you know that after she's finished being a Nida, it's going to be Mutter. So you don't have such a big Yetzirah. But with your friend's wife, so you have a bigger Yetzirah. And by the way, that's why also, when your wife's a Nida, if you haven't yet had relations, that even Yichud's Aser, right? That's by a Chuppas Nida. Chuppas Nida doesn't come up so often anymore because they have very good drugs that regulate. But in the last month, there's been a million shilas about Chuppas Nida, because they're delaying, they're changing the times of all the weddings. So all the shilas come up now. So that's why the halacha is nowadays, the halacha is if it's a chuppas nida, they're not allowed to sleep in the same room. You got to have a little kid sleeping with them in there. Rabbi Kiva Eir asks, so why don't we say, even the Isser of Lishkav, Hu B'Bigda, Hu B'Bigda is only Kozman Shalo Baal, Sheyitzro Tokvo. Here the Gemara says the Isser is all the time. So some answer, the difference is, that's only by Yichud, that we're Choshesh that you violate B'mezid. So that's why we're only Choshesh where it's Yitzhar Tokfo. But in the case of Hu B'Bigda, Hu B'Bigda, we're not worried that he's going to be over B'mezid. We're only worried about B'shogeg. So then the Chashash applies all the time. Okay, fine. Unbelievable Gemara coming up. Unbelievable Gemara. Unbelievable Gemara. Ula, ki have asim be'rav. When Ula would come home from Beis Medrash, have a menashik luhu l'achvasei abei chadayu, he would kiss his sister on her chest. V'amri lo abei yadayu. Some say he would kiss his sister on her hands. Upliga didei adidei. And this argues on something Ula himself said elsewhere. D'amru la filu shum korva aser. Mishum leich leich amri nazira schor schor l'kamer lo sikrov. We tell a nazir, don't even come near the vineyard. You shouldn't even come near Rice. Not to sleep with your sister, that's an Issa Daraisa, so you shouldn't even. So the Gemara says that Ula argues on himself. So how Taka could Ula do it? So Ula was a tzaddik gamur. Like the Gemara says in Ksubas on Daf Yud Zayin that Rav Ada Bar Ava used to lift up the kala on his shoulders. He wasn't related to her, he was the rabbi. The rabbi would lift the kala up on his shoulders. And the Talmidim said to him, well, what are you doing? He says, for me, it's like I'm holding a beam. That's what he said. For me, it's like a dumbbell like a kshura. For me, it's like I'm holding a beam. So the same thing over here. That's Tosis. Take a look at Tosis. Bottom Tosis. So pliga didei adei. Bottom line. See the bottom Tosis? You give him a lamed aleph. V'hu hayu yodea ba'atzma shelo yavu lidei hirur. Ula knew that he could kiss his sister. He's not going to come to hirur. Shetzad de gamar kademir berg beiz de ksubas de ravada barava u arkiv la akasim rakan amalei rabbanon anamal levet hon amalei idami lechon kikshur lechaye. If to you it's like a beam, okay. V'ilo, lo. But you see from the next line of the Gemara that this is not so pashut, that the rabbis shouldn't be doing this. It's not so pashut. By the way, the Chasam Sofer says the whole Gemara is a melitza. Ula didn't touch his sister. His sister means that's the way he used to kiss the svarim in his house. It's a melitza. It means that's because achoso. Emor lachochma achosi. We had a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. We had it quoted in Daf Yomi a few days ago. Emor lachochma Achosi, so Ula Chas Hashem wouldn't touch his sister. The Chas himself is just a melitza; it wasn't his sister. It means that he would touch the svarim. It was about Torah. It was about how much Ula loved the Torah. But most of the Mefarshim understand Kipshuta. Now, the Rambam, I believe, I didn't have a chance to look this up. I think the Rambam says that you're not supposed to kiss your sister, but the Rambam says it's not usser. It's not usser. The Rambam says it's stupid. The Rambam says it's a stupid idea to kiss your sister. Dumb idea. The Rambam knew how to say things were usser. He doesn't say it's usser. So he just says it's not recommended. In our family, so we have the brothers and sisters. Some have the minhag, yes, to kiss your sister, and some, I don't, my sister and I, we don't kiss each other. Some of the brothers do, some of the brothers don't. But the Gemara here seems to imply that one should not do it. That one should not do it unless you're somebody like Ula. He could do it. He was a tzaddik gamur because Ula said, schar schar l'kamer lo sikrov. Not a good idea to get involved with that rice. Now listen to this unbelievable Gemara coming up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Tana Devei Elio. It was taught from the Beis Medrash of Elio Anavi. Ma'isa b'talmid echad sheshana harbe. So there was one Talmud that learned a lot of Mishnayis. V'kar harbe learned a lot of Chumash. V'shimish talmid chacham harbe learned a lot of Gemara. You see this? Shimish talmid chacham. What does that mean? Learning Gemara. That's Mishamish talmid chacham. That's what Rashi says in Masechta Brachos. Shimish talmid chachamim. It's also Rashi later on Amid Beis. Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi has it. It's the top Rashi, Gimel Amid Beis.
Lahazbiro stumos ha-mishnah v'tameh, hu anikra Talmud. Shimish Talmud Chacham, that means to learn Gemara. Interesting. So there's a certain Talmud, you used to learn Chumash, you used to learn Mishnah, you learn Gemara. Umeis b'chatzi yamav. He died in his 30s. V'aysa ishtol notel tefillah v'mach zerasim v'atek neses v'atek medrashas. His wife would take his tefillin and take them around to the shuls and the bate medrash, complaining. V'amr lahem, she said to the people sitting and learning in the base medrash and the people davening in shul, k'siv batari ki hu chayecha v'arech yamecha. Bali sheshana harbe v'kara harbe. It says in the Chumash that Torah is your life, is going to give you a long life in this world and the next world. That's what Mepharsh say. Ki hu chayecha v'arech yamecha. In this world and the next world. So Bali sheshana harbe v'kara harbe. What, how come this psukim weren't mukuyim with my husband? Nobody wanted to answer or anything. Pamach is nisarachti etzla. So I don't know if this is Eliyahu Hanavi saying or the Tana in the name of Eliyahu Hanavi. One time I was a guest with this woman's house. She was telling me this whole story. I said to her, BT, how did your husband behave to you when you were in Nida? But he wouldn't even touch my finger, my pinky. What about during the 7 days of cleanliness, when after the 5 days of Tuma, but the 7 days of cleanliness, how would he behave with you? We slept in the same bed, even without clothing on, but he wouldn't touch me. Blessed is God that wiped out your husband. Shalonasa panam la Torah. He didn't have covered for the Torah. He didn't have covered for the Torah. Shari amra Torah velisha beninas tumasa lo sikrav. You're not even supposed to come close to your wife when she's a nida. Wow. Kiyasar avdimi omar. Mita chada havi. It was actually a very wide bed. With my rava amri amra of itzim v'yosef. Sina mafsi ben alen. She was wearing her underwear. But still. The Torah was not happy with them sleeping in the same bed. So you're not allowed to play around with this thing, with your wife. You got to sleep in separate beds. You got to separate the beds. Let's continue. Zakta Halakha Mishnah. Ve'elu min ha'alachos, ve'elu. These two that we just discussed in the last Mishnah, you're not allowed to clean the lice out of your garments. And you're not allowed to eat by the light of a candle. Ve'elu min ha'alachos, she'amu ba'aliyas Hanani ben Chizkiya ben Garon, she'alu luvakar. When the rabbis went to visit Hanani ben Chizkiya ben Garon, they went to visit him. Nimnu v'rabu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They counted the opinions, and Beis Shammai was greater than Beis Hillel. Shmonas advarim gazru. At that time, there were 18 things that they decreed to make a fence around the Torah. Bo bayom, they paskin in these cases, 18 cases, halacha like Beis Shammai, and two of them were this: that you shouldn't check your garments for lice, and you shouldn't read la'or aner like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. Amalei by the Rav Yosef. Elutnan or ve'elutnan? Ve'elutnan hani da'amaron. We're talking about the two that we said in the last Mishnah. O elutnan, without a vav, debin l'mer l'kaman. The next Mishnah is going to discuss the other 16. Tashima ein pon l'oner ve'ein kor l'oner ve'elu min alach shalom ba'alias chana min chizki ben garon. Shema mina ve'elutnan, shema mina. Now these two were in the aliyah of... the Aliyah Hanan ben Chizki ben Garon, Shema Mina ve'elu. These two. But the other ones, they weren't from the 18 things. Shema Mina, these were two of the things. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Mi Kasa Megillas Tainis. Who wrote Megillas Tainis, which had all the Yamim Tovim that are Aser B'Tainis? It's a little bit of a paradox. Megillas Tainis, that's the Sefer that tells you when you're not allowed to fast. Okay, Megillas Tainis. Yamim Tovim. Days that miracles happened to Klal Yisrael was Aser Behesved B'Tainis. Amru, who wrote it? Hananiah ben Chizkiya V'Siato. It was this same rabbi. Hananiah ben Chizkiya. He wrote it. Shei Mechabunas Hatzaros. They had such joy on those difficult times that miracles happened that they got saved from Tzaros. Amram Shem Gamliel. Af Anu Mechabunas Hatzaros. Avol Ma Nase. We also have a lot of praise for the miracles. Aval ma nase, we had so many tzaras and so many miracles. Shimbanu lichtov, ain't on them speaking. They happen every day. Every day we get saved. And the Jewish people are persecuted. We have so many tzaras in our history. Then we wouldn't be able to fast ever.
Davar acher, ein shote nifka. Person who's a shote doesn't realize when bad things are happening to him. So to Klal Yisrael, you have so many things to thank Hashem for. It's like it was endless. Davar acher, ein besar hames magish beizmil. The dead body doesn't feel the knife cutting through it. Klal Yisrael has been deadened over the years. So many tzaros and so many yeshuas. It's already like commonplace with us. Ask the Gemara, Inni, is this really true? V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Koshe Rima Lameis Kemachet B'Besar Achai, Shnema Ach B'Besar Olav Yecha V'Nav Sh'Olav Teilo. Really, a dead person can't feel the knife, but it says over here, Pasuk in Eov, Ach B'Besar Olav Yecha V'Nav Sh'Olav Tevel. Gemara says, you're right. Eima Ein B'Besar Hameis Shebechai. It means dead skin of a live person doesn't feel the knife. Margish B'Izmo. Doesn't feel the knife. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Biram Zachar Osa Ish Latov. We remember that guy. We remember that guy Latov. Who was it? This guy, V'Chanani Min Chizki Yishmo. She'el Malai Hu. If not for him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. If not for Chanani Ben Chizki, they would have chucked Sefer Yecheskel. Because Sefer Yecheskel has a lot of things that are against all the laws in the Torah. What do you mean? Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. Shall you dvarav kisosin divrei Torah? The psukim in Yecheskel that go against the words of the Torah. Give me an example. What's an example? Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kol nevelo trefa min ofim min abehema lo yochlo akoyhanim. Kohanim on al eat nevelo trefa. Really? A Kohen can't eat nevelo trefa? What about you and me? We also can't eat nevelo trefa. What in the world is a pasuk in Yecheskel talking about that a Kohen can eat nevelo trefa? Me'asa. So what did this Rabbi Chananya ben Chizkiya, what did he do? Helo Shloshmias Gabe Shemen. They got to him 300 barrels of oil. The Yashav Aliyah Udurashan. And he sat nonstop in his attic with all this oil. And he sat there and learned straight till he could farenfer. He answered up all of the contradictions between Sefer Yecheskel and everything else. Like that like for instance, that pasuk of Kol Nevelo Trefim. He meant, he said, what's it talking about? It means that you would think that a Kohen can eat a bird that had Malika, because the Kohanim and Beis HaMikdash were allowed to eat Karbanos with Malika. But if it's not a Karban, so it's the Nevelo Trefa. So that's what the Pasuk's coming to teach you. You might have thought that a Kohen is allowed to eat something that's Malika even out, so the Beis HaMikdash, Kamash Malon, he's not allowed to. That's what it means. Anyway, what else does it say, right? Almano Gushav HaChala Zona. What does it say over there in Yecheskel? It says that a Kohen, that it's an almana from a Kohen, is allowed to marry an almana. It says there right? It's the Haftorah for Pasha's Emor. So what does it say over there? What does it say in your Haftorah? That Va Kohen Asher Me Kohen Yikachu. If a Kohen is divorced from a Kohen, so then a Kohen's allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol. I forgot. Some pasuk like that. I got to look it up afterwards. I forgot it. Okay. We're going to stop here because the next thing is a whole different topic. But what does it say? V'almana she'etzia kohen me'almana me'kohen yikachu. Got to look it up. It's a pasuk in... where is that? What Navi is that in? Yecheskel. Yeah, it's in Yecheskel. It's the Haftorah for Emor. It's the Haftorah for Emor. It says over there that a Kohen who's either divorced from a Kohen or an Amana from a Kohen, so a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, or... Gotta look it up. All right. Again, read it slowly, say it slowly again. Help me. Ari, say it slowly. But what's the Haftorah? The Haftorah for Emor. The Haftorah for Parashas Emor is from Yecheskel. V'yad Hashem ha'isa el elyo v'ayishanes. There's a pasuk in the Haftorah. It says that if a Kohen's an almana from a Kohen, you got to look it up. Okay, someone's got to look it up. Anyway, Belina Eder will look it up. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. Wonderful day.